T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Matt Snyder, CBSSports.com, MLB writer. Matt, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Sure thing. I'm good. Nice little flurry there, but I guess it could have been a little more exciting.
It stinks. I'm going to be honest, Matt, for the Indians. I wanted Bryce Harper. I wanted McCutcheon. I wanted a big, sexy name, and we got Martin.
Yeah. I mean, hey, he plays great defense. You know, you don't have to think about
it's like complimenting an ugly
Davis
woman
out there or something. But
it's like saying an ugly woman is a good personality.
She's got a great personality. Yeah.
I really wanted to. I love the Bryce Harper thing when I was like, oh man, that would be almost perfect.
But that'd be amazing.
I understand why the Nationals didn't want to move him. I don't understand what they were doing the rest of the day.
Especially when they did make one sort of dumb trade by trading Kinsler, but then they just didn't do anything else. It was odd. But you know, let's talk about Martin a little bit, because you know he's been a below average hitter for most of his career, right? But this year, especially against righties, he's been an above average hitter. You know, can we expect that? Do you think the rest of the year? I mean, we know he's very strong defensively, as you say. What would you expect from him offensively the rest of the year?
He could provide average offense in all likelihood. I mean, he's been close to average a few times in his career. He was pretty good for the Mariners for the quick stretch. Actually, for the whole season, he was okay, but he was good in stretches in 2016 for the Mariners. He's a small doses guy. I mean, if he's going to be playing every day, which he might, he's not going to help you offensively. But like you said, against the righties, maybe there's value there. And again, very good defender. He can run the bases. He's just not going to move the needle much with a bat in his hand.
More with Matt Snyder in just a second. But first, let's do this. That sound means it's time for this hour's Pigskin Payout code word, your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word OUNCE, OUNCE, to 72881, or go to www.entercomcontest.com. Enter the code word OUNCE by the end of the hour. Do not text and drive. Message and data rates apply. Good luck during the Pigskin Payout, a national contest powered by Dione's Meats on 92.3 The Fan. Back with Matt Snyder, CBS Sports, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Matt, when you when it comes to Martin, you know, I've heard some people suggest that he should be a platoon player in center field, and I think in an ideal situation he would be. But when you look at the outfield options that the Indians have besides Brantley and left, whether it's Brandon Guyer, who is excellent against lefties, but he's a right fielder, and Rajay Davis has been terrible against both. You know, Melky, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I'm definitely sitting him against lefties for Rajay Davis, even though he's not great, because based on what they have, I think I might just, you know, make him a nearly full-time starter for his defense alone.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's only 79 plate appearances against lefties this year, but it's a 176 average with
220
on base, so that's brutal.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, defensively, him over Rajay Davis is a gigantic upgrade defensively. So if you're just going to hide him in the 9-hole, I guess it's not terrible. It definitely would. The pitching staff would be happy to have him in there, that's for sure.
Yeah. We're talking with Matt Snyder of CBS Sports. When you look at the Indians, you know, they have the 6th best record in the American League, Matt. But probably the 4th best team, I would say, behind the Red Sox, Yankees, and Astros. But this idea, like, it's so stupid to me when I see a poll. Who's going to win the American League and the Indians aren't on there? That's just stupid. You look at the top of their rotation. You look at the back of the bullpen if Miller's healthy. I mean, if you combine first 4 starters, back 3 relievers, they're as good, if not better, than any team in baseball.
Did we learn nothing from 2016 on the AL side?
Yeah.
I mean, they came in basically with Corey Kluber as their only reliable starting pitcher and ran all the way to Game 7 of the World Series. So the rotation's a lot better. Like, Trevor Bauer is having a Cy Young worthy season. Shane Bieber's great. Carlos Carrasco's good. Pretty good playoff rotation right there. Now you add Brad Hand to the back. Surely by the playoffs, Andrew Miller will be back and will be himself, and surely Cody Allen is going to get fixed. And like you said, the back three there, that's just silly good. So they absolutely could. I mean, and again, I said 2016. You look at last year. They lost in the first round to the Yankees, who were an inferior team. The playoffs are a crapshoot.
Right.
Hey, Matt, who's an outfielder? The Indians could target here in August.
I think McCutchen would get through waivers late in August if the Giants' comments today to the media were basically like, "Hey, we just wanted to see how this team can play for another month before we make any decisions." I don't think they're that good. I think they're probably going to fall to a place where they know they're not in contention. McCutchen's a free agent after the year. They might be able to sneak him through waivers. So I think that's somebody who could be a realistic option. I don't think he's great in center field, but he's above average offensively, and he's definitely a better offensive hitter than like a Leonis Martin, Rajay Davis platoon.
Yeah.
So that's somebody who could be interesting. He's not the MVP Cutch, the Cutch of old, who you can throw in your three hole, but the Indians would only need him to hit like sixth or seventh, and he'd be great there.
I actually think what would be a good – what probably make the most sense, if you traded for McCutchen, I would think like against lefties, you'd play McCutchen in center and Guyer in right, and then against righties, you play Martin in center and McCutchen in right.
Yep. Yeah, that would be a good move right there.
Right.
Because his defense definitely plays better in right, but he's passable in center.
Yeah, exactly, and it would just be against lefties anyway. Matt, the biggest trade of the day, probably Chris Archer and then Jonathan Scope, which gets done at the last second. What are the Brewers like? What they're playing Scope out of position? They're playing Shaw out of position. I know they're listen. Their lineup is tremendous, but they got all these hitters. You know, between Kane and Yelich, who they already had, they made trades for these guys. They've got an abundance of corner outfielders and infielders, and yet they didn't address their pitching at all.
They didn't in the offseason. They had a glut of outfielders. They didn't trade from that strength in order to address the pitching staff. And like you said, they still didn't address the pitching staff. Their outfield defense is incredible. One of the best in baseball.
Yeah.
But now at the infield, you're looking at if they really did play Scope at shortstop, he's slightly below average at second. He's going to be bad at short.
Terrible.
Travis Shaw is good at third base, but he's not a second baseman. He's going to be bad at second. Moustakas is about league average defensively at this point. Field defense. So that's not going to help their pitchers at all. They don't have a group of fly ball heavy pitchers. So anybody who's getting balls on the ground is going to get dinged. And Scope, he's not even at 300 on base percentage this year. So it's for two guys who are marginal to slightly above average hitters to shuffle everybody up the defensive spectrum a spot, that makes no sense to me. And I've been a fan of Doug Stearns for years, but he did not have a good month.
Matt Snyder is with us from CBS Sports, talking about the trade deadline. Hey, Matt, what did you think about the Hans Simber deal for Mejia?
I like it. You know, I know that a lot of people like to hug prospects and everything, but the Indians window is clearly right now. It was 2016 last year, this year, maybe next year too. You've got to try to do everything you can to win a World Series. Flags fly forever. I like every go-for-it move possible. I'm pretty much always going to be on the side of those because, again, prospects don't always pan out.
Right.
A lot of he's probably a can't-miss, but, you know, we've seen guys who are supposedly can't-miss guys who've missed in the past.
100% right. You never know. You have a chance to win. And they didn't really have a spot for him anyway, even though he's potentially a better hitter than Yan Gomes. I mean, Yan Gomes has been a solid hitter this year and at other times. He's a very good defensive catcher. So is Perez. If they were not going to play him in the outfield now, if they're getting nothing out of outfield, it was never going to happen. So it made sense to deal him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Spot on. I mean, Gomes and Perez have a good thing going with this pitching staff, and they have for years. They're not going to mess with that. So I thought that was the right spot to pull the trigger. I like the move.
So let's look at the four top teams. And I shouldn't rule out the A's because you make the playoffs, who knows. And I hope they make the playoffs because it's a cool story. But let's look at the four top teams in the American League and what they did in the last couple of weeks. So we talked about it. The Indians get Brad Hand, Adam Simber, and Leonis Martin. The Red Sox add Eovaldi and Ian Kinsler. The Yankees add Britton, Lance Lynn, Jay Happ, and the Astros add, in a controversial move, Roberto Osuna, Martin Maldonado. Am I forgetting anybody on any of those teams?
No.
Okay,
no,
so who helped themselves the most of those four?
I like the Yankees. Getting Happ, lefty in Yankee Stadium, going out and bulking up the bullpen. They're going to use Lynn in relief. His stuff will play better there. Kind of got yourself a quality starter, go shorten the game even more with that bullpen, so that was good. I mean, nobody really did anything objectionable in terms of on the field. The Astros, that's a bad look, man.
Yep.
Coming off a World Series title, it's not like you're in desperation on the field. They have a zero tolerance policy, but Luhnow says, "Well, that doesn't count unless he's on the team." It's just
ridiculous.
Bad look all around.
Listen, if you want to bring, listen, they're not the first team to bring in a guy with domestic violence, and it's a tough situation for fans because a guy's on your team, you don't know, he's like a terrible guy, and you don't know whether to root for him. It's a weird thing. But like to say that, oh, it's zero tolerance only if the guy's on our team, that's a pathetic excuse.
Yeah, it's a bad look. Bad look.
It really is.
I didn't love it at the time, but you could at least justify more when the Cubs went after Chapman because it was the Cubs and it was a 108-year drought. They were desperate to break the streak. So you sell your soul, I guess, for lack of a better term, in that situation. But you're the Astros, you're defending champs. I don't even know how much they really needed him. So that's what was frustrating, even more frustrating. And it was 75 games. I mean, a lot of the other guys got 30 or 45, so it must have been really bad.
Yep, that's right.
Hey, Matt, keeping with the controversy here, you know, all these guys, these old tweets from high school and stuff that keep coming up, what's Major League Baseball's plan to attack this, and how can they, you know, figure out how to fix it? And I don't know why these players don't delete their accounts and they become professionals and start over. Like,
I don't know if they do have a plan. They haven't really addressed it other than, like, throwing out the sensitivity training, which is kind of just to save face. But, yeah, I mean, Don't have those thoughts in the first place.
That's right.
Don't tweet them in the first place. But for the love of all that's holy, once you become a professional athlete or public figure at all, just nuke it and start over. But, yeah, how about, like, let's work on, hey, don't say that ever. Not just, hey, I was – and by the way, 18 is not a kid. 18 is not 7. So
that's 100%
I hated
right.
that excuse, like, oh, I was just a little kid. Dude, you're 18 and 19. That's not a little kid, man.
I think it's fair to say, Matt, in this situation, right, like – it's fair to say that maybe all these guys have grown up and maybe when they grew up in, you know, sometimes you grow up in a small town and you're around people that are only like you and other people, adults are saying stupid things and you have stupid thoughts. And maybe, hopefully, I'm going to be optimistic and say maybe these guys have realized they were idiots when they were younger. And now they don't feel that way anymore. But that doesn't take – but to it, to say, oh, he didn't mean it, he was 18.
Or guess what? Come out and say, yeah, I felt that way back then, and I've changed my thoughts and behaviors.
I was wrong. And that was an idiot. That was stupid. I've learned that I was wrong. Yeah, that's it. But when people are saying, oh, they were only 18. Now, that's stupid because you know what you're saying when you're 18 years old.
Yeah, I liked Trey Turner's reply a lot better than Josh Hader. Trey Turner – he said, it doesn't matter what age I was, those words should never have come out of my mouth.
Right.
Or I never should have typed them. That is a lot better than I was a little kid and I was dumb.
That's ridiculous. And the Brewers fans giving a standing and Brewers fans giving a standing ovation to Hader was a disgrace. That was embarrassing.
That's a bad look.
Yeah.
And just bad optics.
No doubt. Matt, all right, man. Who was the biggest surprise either that got traded or didn't get traded for you today?
I want to say Chris Archer, just because it feels like it's been teased for years and years and years, and it just felt like he was just never going to get traded. And then the fact that it was to the Pirates, who 2.5 weeks ago weren't even going to be a buyer. In fact, they were going to be a hard seller. So Archer to the Pirates, I think, if you would have said at the All-Star break, like, Chris Archer's getting traded to the Pirates, I would have said, you're out of your mind. But that just happened today.
I know Dozier is not having a great year for him, but I think he's going to be great with the Dodgers. I love that move by them.
I think the Dodgers might have been the biggest winner of July to get Machado and Roberts, Machado and Dozier there with Seager out for the season, and Turner banged up again. So now they've just got the depth there, and Dozier, he has the capability of getting really hot in the second half.
I think I got a hunch he's going to. All right, Matt, thanks for joining us. We appreciate the time, man.
All right, have a good one, guys.
All right, Matt Snyder, CBSSports.com, MLB writer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.